Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. There is a meeting for peace taking shape in Paris as leaders with Israel and Hamas are reportedly coming together soon. The Israeli War Cabinet has just recently agreed to send representatives this weekend. According to an anonymous source for USA Today, both sides are ready to discuss a ceasefire and are willing to make concessions now. Israel has said the killing will not stop until there is a new deal on hostage releases. Since fighting began in the wake of the October 7th Hamas terror attack in Israel, over 30,000 people have died. More than 82,000 have been injured. By far, most have been Palestinians. Not quite half, but close, roughly 4 in 10. That's the number of Americans who know someone who has died as the result of a drug overdose. John Schaefer has the story.
According to a recent study published in the American Journal of Public Health, over 40% of Americans have a connection to someone who has died from a drug overdose. The RAND Corporation, a nonprofit think tank, highlights a gap in research focusing on the aftermath of fatal drug overdoses. The study suggests that more than 40 million adults have experienced disruption in their lives due to overdose-related bereavement.
The judge in former President Trump's civil fraud case denying a request from Trump's legal team to delay the enforcement of penalties. The defense team had asked for a delay of 30 days to allow for what they called an orderly post-judgment process. Trump was ordered to pay a $355 million fine plus interest. Typically, he'd have to pay that amount in full if he wants to appeal the decision. Multiple federal agencies are currently conducting investigations to ascertain whether Thursday's cell phone outages stem from mere technical glitches or might be part of a cyber attack. The FBI and Department of Homeland Security investigating now. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
A black Texas school student has lost his court case hoping to preserve the ability to wear dreadlocks at school. He's been suspended from school for wearing the hairstyle. Recent Texas legislation called the Crown Act was written to prevent the discrimination of people based on their hairstyle. However, a judge in the case ruled in favor of the Barbers Hill School District north of Houston, saying its policy included a restriction on hair length, not hair style.
What kind of message do they send when they tell him that he should conform? Conform to what? To European standards?
Representative Ron Reynolds, who helped write the Crown Act, came to the boy's defense. President Biden says his administration is canceling another $1.2 billion in student loan debt. It should impact roughly 150,000 or so borrowers who have been in repayment for a decade or more and who originally took out $12,000 or less. Biden offering his sympathies to the family of Russian opposition figure Alexei Navalny. On Thursday in San Francisco, the president convened with Navalny's widow and daughter, just days following his passing in a Russian detention center. Holding Russian President Vladimir Putin responsible for Navalny's demise, Biden said he intends to unveil a significant sanctions package Friday aimed at holding Russia to account. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's
minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. Happy Monday. The bees are at it again. They say devout Catholic Joe Biden gives up cognitive tests for Lent, in case you had any wonder. And if you want to know who else gets us, you know, of course, during the Super Bowl, we were reminded Jesus gets us. But, of course, Babylon Bee has to put their spin on it. They said it's Satan who gets us. Selwyn Duke gets us, too, and he's with us right now. Selwyn, good morning. How are you?
Bill, I'm doing okay. How are you? And great to be with you.
Hey, always good. I appreciate this time here. The Babylon Bee boys are just, beside themselves. I love that they've discovered that Joe Biden has given up cognitive tests for Lent. That puts us all at ease, and we can go on with our lives, right?
Yeah, that really is funny, and it's true, too. He's got to avoid those cognitive tests, right?
Yeah, exactly. And not to mention, we're not about to get a transcript from the special counsel readout in terms of the basic questions. It seems that he asked Joe Biden that Joe Biden couldn't seem to answer, and everybody was just so appalled. I don't know why they are. I mean, we've had 3.5 years of grooming, by Joe Biden that he is cognitively impaired. But I guess, once again, our lying eyes and ears have gotten in the way.
Well, I mean, talk about gaslighting. Look, we saw years ago already where he was campaigning and he was on stage and he couldn't remember Barack Obama's name, or he was quoting our founding documents and he said, "All men and women are created equal, you know the thing." So, I mean, he's been exhibiting these symptoms for a long time. And by the way, there was a rumor a couple of years ago that he's on an anti-dementia drug called Namenda. I want to point that out. So that's how maybe they're keeping him going, even to the extent that he is functioning.
Yeah, and the thing is, though, Selwyn, at our expense and our insecurity, they can say what they want to say here in the United States, but everybody in the world sees what's going on. It's obvious to them. They move on because they need the United States in some form or fashion. There's some benefit they're drawing, either from the Bidens, or the country at large. So they got to be careful as to what they say. But, behind closed doors, it's pretty obvious. It's no surprise. They're just, if anything, they're just surprised that the American people are tolerating it.
Oh, yeah. Well, we have to be a laughingstock of the world. I mean, you can just imagine what the foreign leaders think witnessing what's going on. And, of course, though, and we've asked this question before, The real issue is who is truly controlling things? Who is pulling Joe Biden's strings? We would all love to know that, wouldn't we?
Well, I think we could, you know, offer a fairly good conjecture, because when you look at, you know, the people just that you see up front, I mean, this is echoes and reminders of the Obama administration. I mean, this is really, as they've said early on, even the mainstream media, you know, has determined that this is Obama part two on steroids, even more so because, but, you know, the Valerie Jarretts of the world, the people that orchestrated Obama's eight miserable years that we're told that were just so wonderful, I didn't realize that it was so wonderful to be miserable. Did you?
No, I didn't. Now, I know a lot of people do think that Barack Obama might be pulling the strings or some of his colleagues, his allies, but the only thing is there, and I'm not saying that's not the case, but the only thing is that we hear that there is friction between Jill Biden and Michelle Obama, that maybe they don't like each other very much. So it just is a question who actually is making the decisions. Whoever can control Joe Biden's pen can, of course, control the executive branch. And it's a very interesting question as to who's doing that. And of course, none of this would be going on if we didn't have that stolen election in 2020. And I don't know exactly where you stand on that, but there's no question in my mind that it was stolen. But that's a whole nother issue, isn't it?
Well, I'm with you on that. It's in fact, I'm just releasing a commentary titled Time to Kiss the Election System. You know, KISS as in keep it simple, stupid, you know, because it's obvious that all this technology that's come into play in the election process, has it served our purpose? But like anything technological, even, you know, as we are on the edges of artificial intelligence and exploring its advantages, I mean, the people are already lining up, you know, to take advantage with their greed and to manipulate something that could be good and turning it into bad. Now, certainly what's happened with the election, this technology, you know, where you got a professor, someone, I don't know if you saw this or not, but he changed the results on a on one of the electronic machines with a ballpoint pen. You know, much surprise and the jaw-dropping of the judge in the courtroom going, what? You know, yeah, that's how easy it is, but you know, yet we fool ourselves. But the summary of this, you know, keep it simple, stupid election system is that when you listen to We the People, you've got about 70%, 80% of the people saying voter ID, paper ballots only. You vote in person, you know, with some minor exceptions, which have been traditional, a federal holiday for voting. I mean, we got 11, you know, which is really goofy. I don't know if you've seen this or not. But at the government website, it says we have 10 holidays, but yet they point out 11. So, you know, even the government website is so goofy they can't count. But anyway, there's 11. Well, let's have 12. We'll have an even dozen. And that will be a federal holiday for voting that we can have every 2 years. You know, even in the midterm elections, we'll take the day off. It's worthy of importance and significance to take a day off to vote. Absentee ballots, as I mentioned, for military personnel and voters with a justified reason. No mail-in ballots like what was implemented in 2020. All state election offices must have their vote counts published by 12 a.m. local time. We don't need to be have these things drug out for weeks on end or anything like that. The onus will be on the state election offices to make sure they turn in their vote count by midnight. That can be done. Also, I want the media not to be allowed to present, I mean, the media can be allowed to present projections, but all final counts to be embargoed until the close of all states reporting their final votes. You know, they, in their own way, because you have the difference between East and West Coast, they're promoting what's going on in the East. It's influencing the vote in the West. You know, shut down the media. I don't care. We don't need their, you know, they can give their projections, but we don't need, you know, Fox News calling a state, you know, prematurely or anything like that. And those are just eight basic suggestions that we've been able to discern from We the People that are saying, yes, 2020 was a fraud and our government has not been interested in doing anything about it. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I agree with you, and I hear the music, but, you know, you go back to Florida in 2000, I remember we were talking about the hanging chads, and they were saying, yes. Well, we need technology. I said at the time, hey, you have technology with the flip of a switch, people can change votes if you want to make everything electronic.
Exactly. And, you know, yeah. Humanoids can't help themselves. You know, we just, we're human, and to err is human, right? And this is all, unfortunately, part of the system, and it has become corrupt. Let's go back and keep it simple. Why not? Morphin, Sal, and Duke on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. He's Selwyn Duke. Selwyn is the writer for The New American, The Hill, The Observer, The American Conservative, WorldNet Daily, American Thinker, and many other print and online publications. We were just talking, you know, as we were going into break, and Selwyn and I continued the conversation. Sometimes, Selwyn, I tell you, you know, we love commercials, we love our sponsors, but, you know, as we kind of, you know, go back and forth, and this is what I love about this radio show and that it being, you know, guest-centric, is because it gives us an opportunity to refine the thoughts and to say, okay, are we on track here? Are we measured? Are we giving the people the kind of information that they need that will encourage them to, as we say, own their own truth? Don't just take our word for it, but to do their own studying and determine for themselves. Don't be like those on the left that just, you know, repeat sound bites and have the depth of a bumper sticker when it comes to anything intellectual, right?
No, absolutely. Look, you should care about truth and you should want to learn all the time. And if you hear something, well, do what my nephew did a couple of years ago. I told him something, he looked it up, and I said, you know, I respect that you're trying to verify the information. Find out what the truth is. Don't just be part of a collective. And we see on the left that they love collectivism and they act as a hive mind. And it's terrible because these are people who are just following like lemmings. They really are. And you see mass formation psychosis with them. You see so many phenomena relating to that.
Well, look at what, the new president of Argentina had to say about collectivism, right? Once prosperous nation, they abandoned it. They thought, okay, hey, we'll go the way. I mean, they experimented with, some revolutionary ideas moving away from collectivism. And, it went well for them for many years. And then all of a sudden they just couldn't help themselves and they got captured once again. And it's been over 100 years of misery. And he's there to tell everybody, particularly, I thought it was just phenomenal. He goes to, Davos, you know, collectivist headquarters, and says, the stuff you've been pandering is a bunch of crap. It's killing people, you know. It's killing the ingenuity of humanity. They're God-given gifts in what you're doing and ruining countries. Oh, my goodness. I mean, Klaus Schwab, it was everything he could do to leave the room, right? Because he just couldn't handle the truth.
Yeah, that Schwab is really something, I have to say. I mean, this guy is like a real-life James Bond villain circa 1973 or 74. I mean, he's even got the heavy German accent, and don't take that the wrong way. I'm 50% of German descent. I've spent time in Germany, but, I mean, he just fits the bill. It's something
else. It's a caricature. You're right. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. You mentioned collectivism. You know, really what this boils down to, Bill, and you know this as well as I do, is a lack of virtue. You know, I've quoted this before, but Edmund Burke, the Anglo-Irish philosopher, once put it very well. He said, "It is ordained in the eternal constitution of things that men of intemperate minds cannot be free. Their passions forge their fetters." And it takes virtue in the people to sustain the kind of constitutional republic foreseen by our founding fathers. If that virtue is lacking, then demagogues will prey upon the vice-ridden character of the people, and they will use that to usher in tyranny. If you're characteristically greedy, for instance, or characteristically envious, envy is one of the seven deadly sins, greed is another, what's going to happen is demagogues are going to prey upon that.
Exactly.
They're going to say, oh, well, you know what? You've been denied your birthright. You're a piece of the pie. But, hey, vote for us. Empower us. And we'll get it for you. Look at all these people. Look how much money they're making. Why do you have less? You see, they prey on people's weaknesses, or they play the race card, you know, because people are maybe characteristically wrathful or prejudiced. And they'll say, well, you know, this group here is oppressing you. They have privilege. You know, again, it's all preying on human frailty. And we know human beings are never going to be perfect, of course, but if a people are heavier in the virtue department, then it's harder for these appeals to hold sway. That's
exactly
the whole thing. So that's why it always comes down to morality, to virtue in the people. And if that is lacking, everything else we try is for naught.
As our founding father said, that our Constitution was designed for a moral people. take that out,
right.
Take virtue out, and our Constitution, you know, implodes on itself. This is why even a little bit of cheating, which seems to be accepted by the left when it comes to voting, this is what brought us to 2020. Because we've accepted a little bit of cheating. We've been groomed to accept a little bit of cheating along the way. I mean, this idea, which just shocks me, that, 60 years later, the left finally says, well, if the truth be known, you know, John Kennedy actually lost to Nixon in 1960. But for Illinois and a couple other places, we were able to, control the count and we manipulated the outcome. Wait a minute. They say that, Selwyn, with just like, it's just casually accepted. You know, in the circles that they travel, you know, they just laugh about it and think, it's okay. You know, we cheated, we won. You know, it's kind of like, and I can still see his face, Harry Reid in the well of the Senate saying, commenting about, about the income tax, attack on Mitt Romney's income tax, right? And he said, he didn't get elected, did he? I mean, he lied, he knew he lied, and he just mocked the system. He mocked virtue. And, that's between him and God, and I'm not sure I want to be there for that meeting because it's cringe.
It's funny you should say that because as you were talking about it, I was thinking of Harry Reid myself, and he said, well, we won, didn't we? As if the end justifies the means.
Exactly.
And unfortunately, that's exactly what we're talking about. If we're going to empower people like that, then we're getting the government we deserve. Now,
exactly.
It is true, a study in the 50s found this already, that it really doesn't matter what time or place you're talking about. People always end up with leaders who are somewhat worse than they are. That's just the way it is, unfortunately. The best and the brightest basically don't rise to the upper echelons in politics, generally speaking. But again, if the people are more virtuous, they'll end up with better leaders. And unfortunately, like you said, we're accepting too much immorality today. Oh, a little cheating is okay. Listen, I remember when Chris Matthews, the ex-television host, he's a Democrat, by the way, talked about cheating, vote fraud in Philadelphia. And he said, everyone knows it's been going on. It's been going on for a long time. And this was years ago, before 2020.
Exactly. Right.
So again, this is the kind of thing. It happens, by the way, in the most immoral parts of our nation. In other words, the big cities where you do find more decadence than in small towns where you do find more crime, that's where the vote fraud is concentrated, and that's where these elections are stolen. Because if you take Pennsylvania, for instance, well, if you can steal a massive amount of votes in, let's say, Philadelphia, which is notorious, and maybe Pittsburgh as well, well, you can flip the whole state.
Exactly.
That's what you can do. And that's why it would be nice, actually, if we had an electoral system, not just nationwide, but within the states as well, where maybe each locality just had a certain number of electoral votes. And then if you stole, let's say, thousands, tens of thousands of votes in Philadelphia, it wouldn't matter because Philadelphia would still just have its given number of electoral votes. But I'm fantasizing now. Sorry.
Well, that's okay. We need to dream a better way. That's why I've written the commentary as I did, is that and it has to come from the people, and this is what we're pointing out, because the bureaucrats, the self-appointed elites of their own imaginings who think that they're just, God's gift to we the people, Lord have mercy, I doubt that highly, because when you look at the fruit of their legislation, I don't see a lot of righteousness coming out of them, do you?
No, not at all. That's why I call them pseudo-elites. And these people are very, very dangerous because they are people who are supercilious. They think they're God. And anyone who thinks he's God is truly dangerous. That's why Chesterton said, I don't know how much time we have, but a truly great man knows that he is not God. And the greater he is, the better he knows it. We should all bear that in mind.
Amen. Selwyn Duke, writer for the New American, Hill Observer, the American Conservative. You can read his material online in so many places. Selwyn Duke, thank you so much for being with us.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
USA News Update. For the first time since 1972, a U.S.-built space lander's touchdown on the surface of the moon. Houston-based Intuitive Machines will use its Odysseus spacecraft to collect lunar data in an effort to assist NASA in its next moonshot later this decade. Odysseus will spend about 1 week collecting data until it loses power. The bidding war for a rare 14-karat gold Lego piece found at a Pennsylvania Goodwill is over. The piece called the Bionicle Golden Kanohaihau Mask sold for $18,101. It was originally posted on shopgoodwill.com for $14.95. The Lego piece was found by workers at the warehouse in Dubois and is believed to be the only one of 30 that exist. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Be with us. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour, and we're going to be talking about the war of lies. When George Washington was the target and propaganda was the crime, solving a 245-year-old history mystery. The author Jane Hampton Cook is with us. She's a former White House staffer, and she's penning this new series to reverse dangerous anti-patriotism, this trend that is coming at us right before our 250th birthday. I'm talking America's 250th birthday. Jane Hampton Cook, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm excited to talk to you about your book. You know, you're a presidential historian, former White House staffer, as I mentioned. So you've been up close and personal with the inner workings and, you know, what's happening within our government, the bureaucracy, and the fact that it's had on the American people today.
Yes, I have. I worked in the White House about 20 years ago. I was the White House webmaster, and before that, I had been Governor Bush's website person in Texas when he was governor of Texas. And so, yeah, you do see things, you know, a little differently, and you process kind of what's happening through different lenses, you know. And I think that we really are hungry as a country for truth. And so in the the book is really a book about truth. And when when lies are what dominating the discourse, John Adams talked about how, you know, preserving liberty depended on both the moral character of the people and the intellectual character. And that what he meant was, if there's not truth, you're debasing the public's understanding of things. And so I think that's just a really important topic for today.
Yeah, I often say, Jane, that in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And and opinion takes you off in all sorts of directions. It's like that untethered balloon. It's just going pell-mell all over the place. And this is the chaotic environment we find ourselves in today. And your book is so timely because for those that have ears to hear and eyes to see, you know, I believe that, you know, to a certain degree, maybe we're coming to the end of ourselves and realizing that, you know, ever since we bought into this idea of relevant truth or relative truth, we went on a slippery slide. And post that experience, it's been an e-coupon ride, as we used to say. And it's like it's getting us nowhere. Ultimately, when you look at it, you know, like the Word of God says, you know, when righteousness reigns, the people rejoice. Well, the opposite is true. When unrighteousness isn't reigning, people aren't very happy. They're chaotic and angry. And it seems this is the temperament of America today.
Yes, I think that's very true. And, you know, what struck me when I was writing this book about War of Lies, I was looking at historical newspapers, and I found some similar patterns, you know, to today. A lot of times they would use anonymous sources, you know, as a way to kind of cover the facts and make them murky, you know. And in Washington, I've had a lot of people who were jealous of him. Some of his officers were jealous of him, and they wanted to be commander-in-chief of the Continental Army. And the book goes through four different sessions of who could have written counterfeit letters that were published in Washington's name in newspapers, but they were fake. They were fake news of that era. And I analyzed four different people, and to do that, I used some of the historical newspapers and what they were saying. And it's really interesting how, you know, the human heart does not change. You know, jealousy sometimes drives what's going on today, and jealousy was what drove people who opposed Washington. They were jealous, and they couldn't put their own agenda to the greater good, and that comes out, you know, in their character and how they're remembered historically.
Well, and the thing is, you know, it's hard for people to understand that God is sovereign. You know, I believe God chose Washington. Okay. And just like, you know, he chose Moses. I mean, you know, Moses didn't have it all hunky-dory either. I mean, his relatives were upset. His sister was upset with him. Other people, Ward, you know, when you are in leadership and you're called to be in that lofty position, this is why whenever you find yourself in that position, you better pray the hand of God is with you, because you're going to find out real quick that there's going to be an adversarial response, because you know, that is just the nature of leadership, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, you mentioned that Washington being chosen. And when he was a young man in his early 20s, he was a colonel in the Virginia Regiment. And they joined up with a set of British redcoats and a regiment of redcoats. And they went to Ohio, which is now Pittsburgh, and they were attacked by the French. And Washington was one of the only survivors of the officers. He was not injured, and he was not, obviously not killed. And he wrote his mother and brother a letter, and he said, "I want to assure you that I appear in the land of the living by the miraculous care of Providence, which protected me beyond all human expectation. For I had four bullets through my coat and two horses shot under me, but yet I was unharmed." And Providence meant God's presence. So he saw that God was with him. And a month later, a minister named Samuel Davies preached a sermon to the soldiers who were about to join the fight. And he told them about the miraculous preservation of George Washington's life. And he said that he believed that Washington's life was spared for some important service to his country. And that's 20 years before the American Revolution. And then in 1770, an Indian chief came up to Washington and said, "I tried to I tried to take you out in that battle, and I couldn't. And he said, a great spirit protected you. And he said, I believe you have been chosen to be a great chief of a nation one day. And that's 6 years before the American Revolution. So there were people in Washington's time period who had this sense that there was a providential destiny for George Washington. And Washington, I think, took that to heart. I think that's why he made bold decisions sometimes, because he just had this sense that God's presence was with him. You know, and it tells us in Joshua, be strong and courageous, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. And that was something that I think meant a lot to George Washington.
Well, and he constantly referred to that in his writings, the hand of divine providence. You hear over and over again, you know, which is impressive. But again, it speaks to the fact that, you know, George Washington was a yielded servant of God. I mean, he took no credit for this. He knew that, you know, the insight that he had. I mean, when you look at his history and in battle and things, I mean, this reminds me at times when you consider the history of Israel, for example, when they're overwhelmed, there's no way they should win, but for the hand of God and the Lord of Heaven's armies. And you see this, again, as you say, there's nothing new under the sun. You see these recurring themes, and it's interesting to see how it plays out in George Washington's life, you know, to our very blessing.
Yes, and I think his humility was one of the characteristics that made him, he didn't really want to fight back on the newspaper war about these letters that were forged in his name, because he just felt like his character, you know, was strong and people knew his character and that they wouldn't believe the newspapers. Mm-hmm. But as the years went by, these counterfeit letters kept haunting him. They got published again when he was president. And it finally dawned on him that he needed to publicly refute them. So his last act of his presidency was to write an op-ed, an editorial for the newspapers. And he said, I did not write. And he listed the letters, who they were to, and the dates, because he realized that posterity needed to know the truth.
Exactly.
He didn't write them. And those letters made it seem like he opposed independence. They were damaging to him. And so part of what we've seen, I think, is how should a leader respond when lies are told about them? And what, you know, should other people help, you know, build up his character, or does he himself need to refute the lies? And I think we live in such a fast-paced world that you do see the need to refute them in real time and not wait, you know, weeks and months, because by then people don't...
They've already made up their minds. There's no question about it. In this information age in which we live in, different than that time, but interesting that some of the attributes and the strategies are still replicated this day, just in a different sort of way because of the technology. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Jane Hampton Cook and her book War of Lies. Stay with us.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're talking with Jane Hampton Book, Cook, I should say, Jane Hampton Cook, and her book, War of Lies, when George Washington was the target and propaganda was the crime. You know, it's interesting because there seems to me, and you worked, in the Bush White House, and when he was president, I thought there were times that he should respond and answer, you know, some of the critics, but... Maybe he channeled his George Washington, because at times, President Bush was very, very steady, and he didn't feel that he needed to respond to all the criticism.
Yes, and I agree with you that he needed to respond more than he did. And I think he thought history would take care of it, but I think there were definitely some issues that he needed to come forward with to have a stronger defense. And his staff has said that. I know Karl Rove regrets not saying more on certain topics earlier than they did. And and I think that's sort of one reason why I think we've seen other politicians since then come on more strongly, is that the people are hungry for someone to defend the truth and stand for the truth. And so that's an important part of our politics.
Well, and as you opened up when we first started talking, was that, you know, truth is anemic, we have confused it, and, you know, this information age, anonymous reporting, all these things that have happened in the past, but they seem they're with much more rapidity. And, much more impact because of the information age and the technology that exists today. So, I think everybody today, it's a different program, is that you need that strategy to refute what's going to happen is people are going to make up their own stories and the nature for clickbait and all that is influencing the media today. And sadly, the media has lost a lot of credibility in the process because they've abandoned, true virtue and values of professional journalism.
That's true. They have abandoned it. And, it used to be that maybe they were just a little biased, but it's morphed into being just outright, taking a side and pushing propaganda that supports that side and that point of view. And that's not healthy for a republic. We need to have journalists who will evaluate what's going on and present truth and present, sometimes you don't know the facts, right? And that's what a journalist's job is to dig for those facts and to try to find out, the truth of something and to question and push back. And we need that. But I think the parallel kind of economy that's being built, I think there are, a lot of these podcasts. Look at Tucker Carlson. He's had a really successful time doing podcasts. And it's showing that people can listen to a long form interview and then make up their own mind about what they think about the person being interviewed and the topic at hand and, what you're doing and your point of view and your integrity is part of why people are hungry for that. And I hope we come to a time when journalism is what it's supposed to be. Right now, it doesn't seem possible, but I feel like there's got to be a way to go back to that in a way that broadly affects our country.
But it starts with us, Jane. It starts with us, we the people. We're the ones.
Yes.
And on this show, we encourage people. Don't take our word for it. Own your own knowledge. You must have the responsibility to check it out and see if what we're saying, is it truthful? Is there something, is there a better understanding that you get from what, we're sharing? God bless you. We're not threatened by that. We're sharing these experiences and knowledge, hopefully, that it motivates you in such a way to where you own it and that whenever you talk about a topic, that you'd have more than the depth of a bumper sticker, or an 8 second soundbite.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, so, exactly.
Yeah.
Yes,
so,
that's true.
So it comes down to that in the spirit of what John Adams said, and you wrote about it, because he said the survival of liberty depends on both the moral and intellectual character of the people. You say we're lacking both. We are. And so we consume that which we are groomed for, which we have developed a taste for. And unfortunately, right now, where the current culture is we have been groomed and we have developed a taste for untruth. We can't seem to handle the truth, but it's amazing because then we're complaining with the results that living in a world of lies gives us. Well, if you're complaining about it, you really want to do something about it, well, get out of the world of lies. And as much as it would count on you, be truthful and let's start a movement of truth that will get this country back on track, that will heal our families and heal our nation.
Yes, and I've got a children's series coming out in May about my American flag, the pledge, different steps into reading books, and I've given some speeches on the topic. Patriotism is not a four-letter word, and one of the things that I do is I go through some of the attacks on patriotism and I refute them with facts. So, for example, a school in California decided to change their mascot. The mascot was the Minutemen, and they didn't think minority students could relate to the Minutemen, and so they changed the mascot. And I found myself screaming at the TV because there were Black Americans who were Minutemen. One of them was named Peter Salem. He was freed, and the man who freed him, they fought side by side at the Battle of Concord. And then Peter Salem spent 6 years fighting for the Continental Army. He was a free man, and he made that choice on his own. And so I want Americans to know that there were probably 5,000 Black men who fought in the American Revolution. And so, that's just a a seemingly small fact, but those are the kinds of things when it comes to our history that I'm trying to get to people through the books that I write, through the Substack that I have, and janehansoncook.substack.com. And it's just, it's trying to help people see the exciting things that I see in our nation's history, the good things that we can draw upon and that can inspire us, you know, as we look at our 250th birthday in 2 years.
Exactly. Well, Orwell reminded us, and it's amazing how his book is now gained some resurgence, and younger people are reading this, warnings that you and I grew up with and when we read the book, and realizing that, look, at history is critical. If somebody can commandeer your history, they can rewrite your past for you. They can control the present and the future. And this is what, you know, projects, theoretical projects, which is amazing to me, like the 1619 Project and these woke ideologies here, based on theory, they're rewriting our American history. They want to, you know, tear down monuments and things that, you know, point to our history that have so much depth and significance, that if we edit that out of our, you know, out of our traditions, out of our birthright, it compromises everything, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And I was doing some research and found that within weeks of the Declaration of Independence, slaves in Massachusetts were using the language of the Declaration of Independence and petitioning the Massachusetts legislature for their freedom. And, you know, they were saying that we have these unalienable rights, too, from the great parent of the universe, as Prince Hall wrote in his petition. Now, he didn't get his freedom right then, but in 1783, which was the end of the Revolution, a judge in Massachusetts declared slavery was unconstitutional based on the Massachusetts Constitution. And so I realized, wow, Massachusetts was the first free state, and the reason that they became a free state was that these unalienable rights, which were documented in the Declaration and then also in the Massachusetts Constitution, and that the end of the Revolutionary War is the beginning of the abolitionist movement to abolish slavery. And you see that what if that had not happened? You know, what if Vermont had not come into the country as a free state when it was state number 14. So it's the way you look at history, and it's looking at those facts and putting them together to see, wow, this is, you know, there's a lot more information here than what maybe you've been told.
Yeah, without a doubt. It's like taking your family lineage and maybe editing people out of your family line for what. I mean, it's just so absurd and irresponsible, to say the least. Jane Hampton Cook, the author, presidential historian, former White House webmaster, her new book we're talking about, her passion is igniting patriotism and making American history relevant to modern life, news, current events, politics, and faith. She's an award-winning screenwriter, author of 13 books. You're just not busy enough, Jane. I think and then as if that's not enough, you're a cast member in the next year drama, The American Miracle?
Yes. So that's a book, a film that's based on the book by Michael Medved. And it's about the providential moments in the Revolution that cannot be explained in human terms. So there's reenactments. Michael Medved is the narrator. And I play myself. So
you didn't have to do a whole lot of character development on yourself?
No, didn't have to do a lot of that. But I think it'll be really good for people to understand God's hand in the forming of our country, that you can't explain in human terms why a fog suddenly concealed the movements of the Continental Army as they were retreating from Long Island to Manhattan in boats, and the British couldn't see them, and they got away. So there were just many moments like that that give you chills when you hear the stories. And so I think it'll be really good for people to watch that movie. It's family friendly, and it'll be out in 2025.
Well, we look forward to seeing that. Jane Hampton Cook, thank you so much for being with us. As we wrap things up, remind everybody where they can go for more information.
Sure, janecook.com, and my books are available on Amazon as well.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you know...